please.
The first item on tonight's agenda is 11,910. Reverend Marcelin Leslie seeks a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure for a classroom. Section 115-23A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Seashore Highway, approximately 1.18 miles east of Rumbridge Road. The 911 address is 16526 Seashore Highway, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 231, Map 7, Parcel 30.04. Again, it's a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure as a classroom. Received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and received 7 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Mr. Ebert.
Good luck with that.
Is there an applicant here on behalf of the application?
For application 11,910, anyone here for the Delaware Gospel Assembly?
Maybe they weren't expecting us to be to put move it to the front.
Move
so.
It to the front or something, maybe, you think? Or?
Well, I would, Mr. Chairman.
I mean, typically, yeah, so we'll, I guess, sorry, so I guess we'll move, have to move this till.
And move you back, or what do you?
Well, there? Let's go through the next one on the agenda and see.
Okay, sure. Sure. Okay. Next case, please.
The next case would be 11,925. Eric C. Howard seeks a determination of an existing borrow pit, section 115-202 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Pine Haven Road, approximately 1,745 feet east of Cedar Creek Road, Route 30. The 911 address is 22006 Pine Haven Road, Lincoln. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 230, Map 7, Parcel 42.03. We received no letters in support, no mail returns, and we did receive 4 letters in opposition. And those letters are from Stephen Hall. He stated that he would not be able to make the meeting tonight. That the applicant cannot prove an exemption based on continuous activity at the site and since 1968, then a commercial type operation in this rural location not intended or zoned for such activity should not, in my opinion, be permitted. If an exemption is granted based on incontestable proof of continuous and longstanding operation of at the site, then I might suggest that given the proximity of the site to Cedar Creek itself, that environmental impact on the adjacent waterway should be considered and investigated to the extent required and prudent. And again, that was Stephen Hall. And then we have Charles Johnson Sr., and that they are writing to the board in reference to the case that they have lived on their property for 18 years and they've been in Pine Haven for 11 years. Last year he'd gotten a school bus stop sign on the property, that the entrance is dangerous. He's seen at least 2 dangerous accidents almost happen, that he is opposed to the parapet. It would cause a dust, looks like mud, and then noise. So he was in opposition. Then we also received a letter from Bruce Mosley and Tara Mosley, that their address is 21775 Pine Haven Road, that they disagree with the borrow pit due to the loud disruptive noise starting from the early in the morning of tonight incidents to them almost getting ran over on the road, as well as the safety of their children. The fence that is on the property got damaged by one of the truck drivers, and I agree with the concerns that Mr. Bell mentioned. So again, they have concerns. And then we also have another letter from Mr. Bell that that they are an owner of a one acre tract of land of a residential building lot on Pine Haven Road, immediately adjacent to the applicant's property that is subject to the property, that he bought the land from Mr. Howard in 2015, and that he included a copy of his minor subdivision, and that he's opposed for the following reasons, At the time that he purchased the lot in July 2015, Mr. Howard was not engaged in any borrow pit activities or related activities. The property is not continuously operated as a borrow pit by Mr. Howard and his predecessors entitled to the extent that such continuous use and occupancy would be considered relevant to you to a determination that such a borrow pit has been ongoing enterprise for a predetermined number of required years. Contrary to the assertion set forth in the application under the consideration, the applicant and his predecessors in title have in fact been operating a large-scale illegal landfill to the extent that significant quantities of household trash, refuse, construction debris, felled trees and large stumps, and even wooden and fiberglass boats have been disposed on the property, in some cases buried and covered by topsoil. They have personal knowledge of the applicant entering into several cash-based agreements for dumping on the property, and they're concerned about large quantities of solid waste on the property. That this activity has been observed and taken place, stating starting last summer until November 2016, at which time Denrick and DelDOT shut down the entire operation, which was deemed illegal and operating without the proper environmental permits and without a DelDOT authorized entrance. The informal and illegal entrance used by the applicant and third parties accessing the illegal landfill and excavation operation is at a very sharp curve, and they have observed many near misses between the dump trucks and the passing school buses and passenger cars. Additionally, the applicant and the dump trucks left significant quantities of soil on the road, which create muddy and dusty conditions for the immediate neighbors. The existing landfill and excavation activities offer no barriers or berms as a form of protection or shielding adjacent properties and neighbors from the sight, sounds, smells of the illegal landfill and excavating properties, and that the applicant has knowingly allowed third parties to loiter on the premises during daylight and nighttime hours. These individuals are engaged in many different forms of criminal activity, and then they have concerns about that. And they asked that this be included, that their letter be included in tonight's agenda, and then they respectfully ask the board to reject the applicant's request for a determination of the existing borrow pit. And that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Can I help you, gentlemen?
Yeah. Oh, no, Mr. Gutschall, can you
get
Gutschall correct
across from the property? Well, you want to. Judy, I'm up here with you.
Wait, are you on the opposition?
Are the opposition?
Yes.
Okay. You'll get a chance, but not right yet, though. Okay. All righty. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
You guys did
now.
Sworn in over
there. You both could put your hand on the ball. Do you both swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? You do? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Okay. Yeah. Mr. Burrell, before you begin or when they testify, they will need to give their names and addresses.
Sure.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Sir. Rick Burrell for the applicant tonight. This is a little bit different application than what you usually get. This is not a variance or a special use application. It's for a determination of the existence of a non-conforming use. And under Section 202 of the code, that's a question of fact for the Board of Adjustment to make. The property owner of the parcel tonight is Eric Howard, as you heard. The applicant is being represented tonight by Francis Webb, who is right here. He goes by the name of Buddy. And he has a power of attorney to act on Mr. Howard's behalf. Mr. Howard's father was named Eugene Trotter, and the property was owned by him for many years and is actually referred to as Trotter's Pit. It's actually been in use since the 1960s, and because there was a question raised, I think I even heard it mentioned in the letter, about whether or not it was an actual legally existing pit, we filed the application this evening. Now, Mr. Webb himself, Francis Webb, has good fortune to be semi-retired at this point, but back in the early 1960s, he got started working with dump trucks, and people that play with dump trucks end up playing with dirt. And he ended up at Trotter's Pit, and actually for a period of time during the 1960s, the mid-60s, he was a broker of dump trucks. He was able to put together trucks for different projects and developers that needed dirt. And I came to in contact during those years with Tilcon, George and Lynn's James Julian, the some of the more significant developers and land land planners or land use site planners around here. Brokered trucks with them and actually used the pit during the 60s. He went to work for the state in 65 and worked there for through 2002, but always had on the side this business dealing with the borrow pit, Trotter's pit, and putting dirt in the hands of the developers and so forth that needed it, and worked with Mr. Trotter and then Mr. Howard since he became the owner of the property. His brother is Tim, works for the heads up the road department at the city of Milford, but has also been involved with the pit himself and with his brother in some of their endeavors. They actually have a company that they put together called Dell Homes to work with some of the different developers and site planners and so forth in the area. Most recently, the pit was used by a company named Lindstrom Excavation, which was involved in a state project, the Mispillion Lighthouse, and took a good bit of dirt from the pit for that project in conjunction with some of Melvin Joseph's pits himself. So it's our contention that the pit has actually been in use since the 60s. It's not one of those pits that gets used every day. It hasn't probably doesn't even get used every week all the time, and so it surprises me to hear people complaining about this constant problem and issues with school buses. It doesn't get used that much, but it has been used repeatedly over the course of the last 50 years or 45 years. I want to take you through the exhibits that you have just briefly so you can see what is here. A is the tax map that you probably have as part of your application anyway, but you can see it's a fairly good-sized parcel. It's certainly not in a heavily populated area, and certainly the rural areas are where you would want to have enterprises like this operating in the first place. Under B, tab B, you will see some fairly recent photographs that actually I printed off of Google Earth the other day. And the first one is something of a close-up of the area, and you can see the disturbed area and the fact that it is being used, dirt being pushed around. The picture right behind it and the one behind that just kind of pull back a little bit in altitude, and so the third of those photos, you get a sense of where the pit is in relationship to the entire area, the entire parcel, and it's obviously well off the road. It's certainly not something that a lot of people are going to hear a lot of noise from. And you can see now it is completely surrounded and buffered by natural wooded areas. Under tab C, the first of the two photographs there is a 1992 picture. And we've circled for that and made a little arrow to show where the pit was in 1992. And the one behind that was 1968. And you can see it, almost an identical looking picture. I apologize for the quality. It's just not as good back then. The difference, obviously, is that since 1992, the trees have grown up. They must have been clear cut, I guess, back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, but they've been allowed to grow up around it at this point. But the actual pit area remains located pretty much center of the property and is what's being used today. Under tab D, you will find the names of seven different individuals or businesses which have acknowledged having hauled dirt out of that pit during different time frames, in addition to my clients. The first one is Swain Excavation. You'll see that they've indicated they're from Lincoln, of course, and they've been hauling dirt since, for 23 years from this location. Macklin and Sons Demolition, also from the Lincoln area, acknowledges having gone back there since the late 70s and early 80s. And then lastly, there's a letter from Dale Cohey, who lives in the area. His family he and his family have utilized the pit for at least 50 years. His family had a wild animal park back in the mid to late 60s. It's not something I'm certainly familiar with. Maybe some of you guys are. But after that, he's owned a campground and mobile home park and indicates that he goes in roughly 8 to 10 times a year to pull dirt out of the pit. And he's aware of other individuals that have been doing the same thing. So it's not, again, it's not a heavily used area, but it is one that has been used over the last 45 years. And each of these companies and individuals who have signed on about this have indicated that they would prefer to continue to do this in the future. This is as good a location, I think, as you could get for a borrow pit, but this isn't a new application. You're not being asked to approve a new one or to shut down an old one. It's a very simple and straightforward question about whether or not this has been used as a borrow pit for at least, well, since 1968, 69, and you have evidence that it was used well before then and has been used continuously. So I'll ask the two Webb brothers to come up briefly. You needed the names and addresses,
yes,
right, for the record?
Yes, please.
We decided...
Now, give me your name and address first.
Oh, okay. Francis B. Webb. Address is 3537 Lighthouse Road, Milford, Delaware.
Okay. Let me get your brother in. Go ahead. Okay. Same thing.
Timothy Webb, 6471 Old Shawnee Road in Milford.
Okay. And before I get beyond this, have the things that I've represented to the board are true and correct and information
yes.
you give me? Okay. If you had anything else you wanted to say, Mr. Webb, this would...
No,
would
not
be,
really.
Okay. You, sir?
Nope.
No. Okay. Any questions before
okay,
I...
Or is there any questions from members of the board? Well, I'll start with you, Mr. Rich, you have any?
Mr. Burrell, I know in our past, in the past, on borrow pits that have been in the county for years, okay, it was the job of planning and zoning to have either Mr. Lank and myself go out there as the chief zoning inspector and try and make that determination of whether it was a borrow pit. And I know I've done two of them in my lifetime. And have you had any requirement? Have you asked anyone in planning and zoning to come out to verify your some of your statements here?
Well, the information that I had gotten, Mr. Rickard, was that the county thought that the pit was no longer in use.
And so
that's kind of what triggered all of this. Someone from DelDOT had gone to my clients and said, we don't think you're supposed to be using
this. No one from the county.
There was never any predetermination or anything like that. But again, we were getting an indication that it was not ongoing. And so the remedy, I think, per the code, is to come before this
board
to have a factual decision. Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure there hasn't been someone out there before.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Wooden.
Do they, are you talking about it earlier, do they rent the pit out to like Delcon or Melvin Joseph and they go in there and they load the dirt and haul it out yourself? Is that what they're doing?
They will ordinarily deal directly with a company who comes in to haul it out.
And they come in and they
so
get the dirt.
For example, these guys dealt with the construction company I mentioned that was doing work
yes.
up at Miss Pillion. So they made the arrangements for them to get the dirt there and haul it out to wherever the site was.
And they get paid for so much load out?
Something
like
per
that.
Pit.
Like
actually,
that.
These guys have a lease from started in 2015 for 25 years, and they pay by the load and then a flat fee
right.
also for the year.
Okay.
But they're not the exclusive borrowers.
The different ones come
other,
in and get
other
it.
Companies are free to make their own arrangements with
to do that.
Powered, right?
Okay, no other questions.
All right, thank you.
Dirt's money in Sussex County, right?
I'm sorry?
Dirt's money in Sussex County.
Seems to be.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
None at this time.
Mr. Mills?
Yes. Mr. Webb?
Yes.
Either. As far as frequency in borrowing from this pit, every year somebody's taking some
yes.
dirt? Okay. So at least once a year, which...
Oh, yeah.
But some monthly?
The one that uses it mostly, I guess, is Cohade. Dale Cohade has that trailer park.
Okay.
He runs up there occasionally for dirt around. He got, I don't know how many mobile homes he has, you know. But he uses that pit for
Phil.
Various things, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, so you say Occasionally being every couple months.
I would say the way he talked, what did he say to me? How many times a year did he use it?
So you need to come up front.
Occasionally. So, but it is every year. Okay.
Especially after the winter and your side gather for erosion, you know, right. Driveways, stuff like that.
So it is active within a year period?
So okay. He gets topsoil out of there once in a while. Not much. He just takes his tractor down.
Sure.
Gets it with his front end loader, and then he's got a little one-ton truck he gets it with. And
So it's a fair assumption that every year there's at least one or more people?
He said for 40 years.
Okay.
His family.
Okay.
But he didn't know it was shut down. So he got to get dirt out of there one day, and he said, you and Tammy, are you selling dirt out? I said, well, yeah. But, well, he said, I've used it for many, many years, and they let me have it for nothing because he lived right there, his neighbor. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I just go in there and try for a problem. I said, well, that's okay. I don't mind that. But I said, right now it's off limits. What do you mean? I said, well, we got to get something understood with the county and the center. He said, why? I said, well, it just, they stopped us right now. Temporarily stopped us so we get straightened out. He said, well, I need just a little bit. I said, no, you better not go stay hands off. Not with this thing settled. So.
Well, we appreciate you sticking to that.
With that.
Just
all
to
right,
follow up
you.
On your question, Mr. Mills, the letter from Cohey references 8 to 10 times each year.
Okay.
Thank you. No other questions?
Okay. Hearing no other questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? You gentlemen, okay, you need to come forward and go up here to be sworn in, if you would, please. Okay.
If you would state your name and place of residence for the record.
James Bell.
Okay.
Mr. Bell, do swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Ezekiel Gutchall.
Okay. Do you also swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. You guys can go up there and state your name.
Okay. Are you going to testify, ma'am?
I'm Katina Bell.
Okay. Ms. Bell, if you can give your address too, and then I need you to swear. Come on back.
Ms. Bell?
If you could swear or affirm to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth during your testimony?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
And your address?
21604 McIntosh Way is the visitor.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead, sir?
Yes. There was a couple of concerns that I just heard that it don't ring a bell. A few neighbors came to planning and zoning, and when you entering on Pine Haven Road, on the left-hand side, it was a pit that Mr. Webb and them had, and that's the pit that planning and zoning got confused that they thought where they was hauling out of. That was the wrong pit. Like I said, I purchased the property off of Mr. Howard in 2015, and our pit, because I drive a dump truck, our pit is consistently digging. All that was flat land, and I never even seen no trucks back there digging no holes or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. Is it on the same parcel you're talking about?
Yes,
it's just a different borrow area.
No, my property here and where Mr. Webnum is digging is directly in the back, and all that was flat land.
Okay,
Can you show us over there where you're talking about?
Where you're talking about is on the same parcel, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then
directly straight in the back. Yeah, directly straight in the back. All of this was regular flat land, and no excavators, no nothing was digging. So
right.
I don't understand. I guess.
Well, the question before us.
Yeah.
Is has this property, not necessarily a specific place,
right.
but has this property been used as a borrow pit or facility ongoing?
And No.
Well, you're saying you've driven trucks on there in different locations.
No, I was saying I'm a truck driver myself, personally.
Okay.
And I'm saying I know what a pit looked like where you dig
no,
holes.
No. I'm not. The question isn't, are they taking it from the same hole? The question is, on this property, have they been borrowing dirt?
At all?
At all.
Well, they just
Doesn't matter where on the property.
Yeah, they just started, I think it was last year. It's not like it was consistently digging. Everything was flat land.
Okay. But we're hearing testimony that, right, that dirt has been borrowed or from this property since the 1960s.
I don't have any idea.
Okay.
Back to that.
Okay. You have no ideas back that far?
Back that far.
All right. Okay.
You're stating that it's only recently that they started digging in a different location on the property.
Correct.
Okay. That's okay. That's what, okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yes, I live across the street from this property. I moved in 2013, and up until last year, there was no activity whatsoever in and out of this parcel of property. The roads that exist now, the one to the right of the screen there, maybe it could have been a walkway. It wasn't much of a road. But there's a whole new one over there. It's not on this picture that we're looking at. There's a lot of this land that's been, there's not green vegetation there anymore. You know what I mean? They put in a whole new road across the street, and that's the road, the main road, and the concern is the safety with the turn right there. It's right at the top corner of the property, basically the only part of the property that connects to Pine Haven Road. And it's just, to say that it only occurs a few times a year, it was weeks at a time. There would be trucks running out of there all day long.
Okay.
So to say that, you know, it's being used, but it just started within the past year. Since I've lived there in 2013, there were no trucks coming out in it. Not that I noticed.
Are you typically home every day?
My wife is every day.
Okay.
But no vehicles whatsoever, no small trucks, no.
Not that I can. The one
no
issue
trailers,
that you have,
no nothing. Nothing bringing dirt out. No way.
The one house there that the road comes to, mm-hmm, it's hard to tell if people are going to that house or if they're right going back there. And so it's kind of hard to say, but as far as dump trucks rolling out of there every day, that
no,
did start.
Saying, yeah, but yeah, but no type of vehicle do you see them come out of there. Don't have any dump truck. There's nothing at all, period.
Not until about a year ago, then this all started. They took a bulldozer in and cut a road down.
And when did you say you went there in 2013?
Well, that's when I moved here.
But you don't know anything prior to that?
I don't have anything prior to that. So from what I saw, there was no, there's not even a road over there. You know, mm-hmm, it's all that stuff's new. It's not on this picture. It doesn't.
Right. So okay, from 2013 to 2015, it's your testimony that there wasn't any activity.
That's correct. That's
correct. Sir, is that road, does that go through that guy's property? Can you show us on that?
I would have to say it does. But yeah, this is the road that used to be there.
That road's still there, right?
Yes, this road's still here.
Okay.
Now there's another road that starts here and wraps all the way around.
So they come out on that side then now?
Yeah, they come out right here in this corner all the time.
Oh, okay.
They used to come out here. I live directly over here, so there's a constant loop of trucks coming around through here.
So they come out in two different places?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and it was that they had, Mr. Webnum had, two excavators and a front-end loader, and because it's wetland, it's trees, and he made the road, and then he hauled in a stone that made the driveway. That was never through planning zone or through a DLDOT or nothing like that, and it's right on the curve.
So that's right. That's where that road's going in, right on that curve.
Yes.
That's where
the buses
and everything you're saying.
And that's where the dump trucks is coming in and out of.
Right. Okay.
Correct.
Let me ask you this question. What would you attribute that vacant area in there, as you see, it's all sand. It looks like a burrow pit in there. If, just by your eyes, what is that there? What is that? Is that just where a couple of trees, trees have been chopped down, or looks like sand to me?
Honestly,
it looks like ground.
Yeah. The other concern too, though, is there's a large amount of tires.
That's not the issue.
The issue here is, and get it straight, gentlemen, the issue here is whether we will determine whether it's a burrow pit or it's not. Okay? That's right. It.
And I would add to that just that, you know, that if it's determined that it's not a burrow pit, they do have the remedy for purposes of the Board of Adjustment,
right,
to see if the use was discontinued. That doesn't preclude them from coming back in and requesting a conditional use for a burrow pit. And there can be conditions put on it or whatever else too. So that this isn't necessarily the end of the story either. If you determine that it wasn't a continuation,
did you get that? In other words, this isn't the end of the story.
Right. I've never seen Mr. Cohan, the gentleman on the trailer park, hauling dirt out. I never seen him.
Or no, you didn't answer my question. What did you think it was there, that portion?
That bare spot there, that spot there.
Bare spot.
No, I don't know.
So, right. Have you ever been back there?
Yeah, I've been back there.
Uh-huh.
And it was all regular, it was all flat land, and there was no holes was dug or nothing.
In other words, there was nothing there, nothing like that.
No, it was just regular flat land until Mr. Webnum started to come back there with the equipment and started digging. That's when the holes came. Yeah, everything was flat land, okay. Trees and land.
Okay. All right, sir.
Thank you. And, sir, you say you've never seen Mr. Cohey back there.
No.
And are you typically home every day?
I'm out there every day. I'm not home every day, but I'm out there.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not possible that he could have come on a day that you just might not happen to have been home?
I've never seen him.
Okay.
All right, sir. Do you have any questions? Did you?
No other questions.
Okay. Ma'am, do you have any questions? Or?
Well, it seems like you only want to know certain things, but I thought it was very important that you understood that Eric C. Howard is a very uneducated man and really doesn't even know the logistics of all of this. And it's sort of very awkward that his power of attorney would be Mr. Webb. And basically, Mr. Howard's getting $20 a load, so this is basically more about money than it is safety and security of anyone on that road. That's my opinion.
All right.
Yes, I read the contract from Mr. Booter before, Lou Bootery, to shoot before he passed, and that's where Mr. Howard and Mr. Webnum had the contract. He was the notary, and I read the paperwork, and I see where Mr.
Pikes.
Excuse me?
Yes,
Mr. Pikes from Lou Bootery.
Yes. He passed. Yeah, he the one, he was the notary with the contract with, mm-hmm. with Mr. Webb and Mr. Howard, mm-hmm. and it's $20 each load.
Yeah, well, that we don't have right. anything to do with that, right. sir.
Do we have the power of attorney or anything in the record, or does Mr. Burrell have it?
We do not have that.
I thought it was filed with the record, but I do have a copy.
Okay, yeah, just so we can kind of close that gap, Mr. Burrell, if you do have it.
I didn't say that wouldn't have anything for us, though, would it, that power
Well, no, but it would have a bearing on who the applicant is and whether they have standing to request the determination of whether it's a legal non-conforming lease or not.
Okay.
So
he has a vested interest being power of attorney.
He does have it?
Yeah, let me see it.
We should have that for the record.
It's not the original, is it?
It looks like a photocopy.
Yeah, okay. Do we keep this for the record? Do you need a copy?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Look, all right.
Yeah, I mean, the name's Mr. Will.
Okay, Hearing no further questions, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, it's our job, like you're well known in the county and for the applicant and also the opposition, repeat again, it's our job is to determine whether it was appropriate, not whether it, you know. In my opinion, from what the testimony I've heard, that a lot of these people are not around during the day when things are happening, and I wasn't convinced of the opposition's case. And based on what documentation has been presented by the applicant and statements made by the applicant and his people that have taken the podium, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the determination that parcel number 2-37-4203 is determined to be a burrow pit.
Okay. Excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we accept the determination on case number 11,925 that it is an existing burrow pit. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Based on the documentation that I see, it has been a bar pit and continually for many years, has meant as much as 50 or more. Yay.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons that have just been stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,925 is approved.